Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host Lakit Peeris here on Go for Gold. Limited cricket news. At Darwin, Australia did well to beat South Africa in the first T20 game by 17 runs. The Australians batting first made 178 runs with Tim David, the middle order batter, making a fantastic 83. And all that South Africa could muster was 161 for 9 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Ryan Rickelton, the opener, making 71. So great win there for the Australians up in Darwin by 17 runs. Now then, there are some debates in the Indian team preparing for the 2027 World Cup. There is a strong possibility the selectors will not consider both Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli. This is the preliminary talk that's going around in the Indian media. And they'll be looking at Jaiswal, Kehil Rahul and Gaikwad as the replacements for the two great batters who have contributed so much for Indian cricket in the last 17 years in all three formats. Now, that's the news that we do have in from the Indian cricketing cordon. Right, Sri Lanka is now preparing for the tour of Zimbabwe. We all wait eagerly for the team selection. And there are strong possibilities some new faces might be introduced into the Sri Lankan team. Quickly on to rugby. Trinity College Kandy, who won the Dialogue Cup Championship, unfortunately lost their last game against St. Peter's by 22 points to 20. And they hurt because their unbeaten record was tarnished. It was a tight game, but no doubt that the Petrites came out on top. And also, in the plate competition, DS Sennacher were crowned as champions as they beat Kingswood in another nail-biter, 34 points to 31. And Zahira drew their last outing against Sri Sumangal at Bogambara, 34 points each. What a great game of rugby matches we've seen over the weekend. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Peeris here on our presentation. We'll leave you with a piece of music for your listening pleasure.